Small Business Friday.
Let's face it, owning a business can be stressful. There's struggle, there's joy. It's one big roller coaster ride. At the end of the day, whether you're a one-person company or a company with over 200 employees, we've all got one thing in common. We're all here to beat the odds and succeed. And Joe and Elton are here to help. Here's your host, the sharpest dressed man in small business, Joe Tant, and everyone's favorite country boy businessman, Elton Hollis. This is the Small Business Friday podcast.
Small Business Friday is brought to you by SPS, Cardinal Nutrition and Energy, MKC Solutions, This Fit Fuel, RT Technical, Bison Specialty Services, and T-Spot Nutrition.
Hey guys, it's Joe and Elton hanging out today on Small Business Friday over here at the studio for Lamar's. Man, are you flexing?
Are you flexing on the intro?
You're not flexing on the intro. Hey, what are we doing? Scratching, we're over here at Lamar State College, Port Arthur. We're not at the bodybuilding. I mean, come on, man.
Studio B for Studio bodybuilding.
Good times, man. We're ready to rock and roll today.
We are. We got a great show today for you folks. It's beautiful outside. All the laughs are in here in Studio B, though, man.
That is true. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. And here we go. Hey guys, it's Joe and Elton hanging out over here today at Small Business Friday. We're hanging out with the doc. Thank goodness.
How many degrees does she have now? Were we on one hand or two?
Well, we've got two.
Two. Yes.
Wait till you hear how many years it took her to get all these. She's amazing, and she's only like 21. So Doc, how we doing?
Well, thanks for having me.
Very excited. Elton has found the perfect person to bring on, because, you know, slightly broken down. So we got to get him all the help we can. Elton, who do we have, man?
So this is Dr. Tiffany Coronado.
Hi.
Funny story. So I found her on
Here
TikTok,
it comes.
Actually.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm watching TikTok, and it was a different approach. And the thing I like was she was like, hey, chiropractic businesses don't have to be scary. You know what I mean? And I was like, what? I don't guess I've ever thought of him to be scary. Do not YouTube chiropractic incidents or accidents, because it will really scare you. But the great thing was, that's one of the things that caught my attention. I was like, you know, I am kind of stiff, having some shoulder, neck issues, you know. So I maybe need to get up and move around a little bit. So I'm like, okay, well, let's check this out. So I went, did a consultation. She put me in there, looked at everything. I was in and out really, really quickly. And man, it worked out perfectly. I mean, fast forward 2 weeks worth of time, I'm feeling a lot better. Payment plans, I mean, I see all kind of people in there. I'm like, this is working out really, really well. Next thing happens is I'm feeling a lot better, but all of a sudden, several things that I didn't even tell her about or didn't even realize started feeling a lot better. And we were talking about that before the show, and she said that's one of the things, it's kind of a common theme with what
so
you deal
fun.
With, right?
Yes, yes. Someone will say, hey, I came in because my neck was hurting, but now my wrist feels better, or my digestion is better, or I don't have headaches anymore. So it's fun that once you get the body balanced, all of these things kind of fall into place, and you start to feel and function better.
Yeah. So Doc, one of the things that we talk about is, and Elton's very big on this, making sure that your feet are taken care of when you're behind the gate. Because if your foot hurt, then it starts with the knee, and then your hip, and then you're compensating, and that's a real thing, right?
Very real thing. Yep. Mm-hmm. Walks up the chain.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Some of us sit still longer than Joe Tant does. He's 100 miles an hour everywhere he goes.
It's good time.
So flip-flops are a big no-no.
No flip-flops, folks.
No flip-flops,
you heard it here
Joe.
First.
And if
you heard it here
wear
first.
Crocs for a long period of time.
No Crocs.
Make them. You can wear Crocs, but you got to put them on sports mode. And put the little
lock them in.
On the back.
There we go.
Otherwise, your toes are trying. They're working overtime to hold the shoe on while you're walking. And
good.
Then that
I didn't
just
think about that.
Good.
Mess
boy.
Things up. Yeah, a little
then you have them dinosaur feet when you're done. You know?
Yes. And then I refer you to a podiatrist.
There's only so much we can do here. All right, so Doc. What? Okay, let's fix Elton.
Yes, we got Elton fixed.
All right, so let's fix him. Where do we start?
So,
now, of course, from the neck down, we can't fix that part, right? From
she
the neck
have
down,
that degree.
We also can help with mental health, too.
Mental health! I didn't say it, folks. It came from the doc. There it is.
Oh, man.
You know, actually, I was just reading a study that they did functional MRIs on patients. So looking at the brain activity before a chiropractic adjustment and after a chiropractic adjustment, and they saw there were actual brain changes.
Really?
So
it does correlate.
Huh. Yes. So changes in pain centers, changes in cognitive and behavioral areas of the brain too. So
wow.
Yeah, so that is interesting.
Cool.
I never thought that.
How long does a typical session last when you are working
so
with
them? So the first visit, if you're not an infant or you're not pregnant, then you'll come in, you'll have intake forms filled out, we'll do vitals, we'll do x-rays, you'll get your first adjustment. I have a therapy table that I put you on as well that works. It's like the second half of the adjustment.
Okay.
How long did you spend in the office?
Oh, man, maybe 3 minutes. It literally, they move you in really quickly from one station to another. They recognize who you are, even when you don't make your appointments all the time.
Life gets busy. It's okay.
Yeah, it's very
You're
kind.
You're always welcome.
The text message comes across that you missed your appointment. We'd love to see you some other day. And I'm like, geez.
So well, the first appointment is probably 30 minutes long.
Okay.
And then after that, for your second appointment, you come in, I'll pull up your x-rays, and I go over, here's your problem, here's what we need to do, this is how long it's going to take, here's kind of what to expect, and then we get you adjusted, we put you on the therapy table, and then the ladies at the front desk will go over your financial plan with you, and then we just start getting you in the office. Yeah.
It's nice. But literally, and you know, I know people are thinking, man, 3 minutes. But once you get set up after that first initial piece, seriously, it's 3 to 5 minutes maximum time that I was in and out. And that, especially with, you know, all the running we do, Joe.
Yes.
That's nice to be able to have a spot
in.
That's right there off of feeling. You know, you just pop in, you're ready to go, everything moves you forward, and they get you right out of there. And that, man, that's key in this world.
And I always akin to it, you know, if my goal was to turn the lights on in a room, I'm going to walk straight to the light switch and turn it on. I'm not going to, like, dilly-dally and, like, jump over the table just to, like, fill up the time. I'm just going to get the job done of what needs to be done.
And
then
you're
out
to
you.
That's right.
To your life.
That's right. We got POs to get from.
Yes.
So, Doc, if folks want to get a hold of you, what is the best phone number to contact you at?
It's 409-347-8606. And you can call or text that number.
And tell folks where you're located at.
We are at 6356 Phelan in Beaumont. So we're in the back of the shopping center where Basic Foods is and Fast Eddie's. I think it's renamed Eddie's Tavern now. Boomtown Vapor, JW's Patio.
Oh, there we
so
go.
We're in the very back of that complex.
Fantastic. So let's give some folks some words of advice. Let's talk about, you know, you were talking about mental health. We were talking about physical health, right? And I know sleep's important.
Very
important.
You've
got to make sure that you're doing those kind of things. Average number of hours that someone needs to be sleeping or downtime. What some advice you can give those folks?
So listen to your body, because some people require less sleep and some people require more sleep. For example, I require probably 9 to 10 hours of sleep a night to feel like I'm at 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
My husband needs like 6.
Wow,
so,
okay.
And that's just how we're wired.
Joe, you're at like 3, 3.5. 4.5.
I would say at least 6. No more than 10, but it depends on you.
Wow.
Consistency is the biggest thing.
We'll talk about that quickly. Mm-hmm. Last night, Coffee, our yellow lab, decided to wake me up at 3 o'clock. He saw something. I left the blinds open, so he saw something outside and said, like, hey, Dad, hey,
hey. Something's trying to get us.
So we let him out, go do all those things, and then came back to bed. Well, I got up, and I walked around. I let him out. Yeah. I'm okay, what's going on? So I was up for, you know, 10 minutes. Could not go back to sleep.
So I would recommend, and Elton knows all about this, getting some magnesium on board.
Oh.
Magnesium glycinate. There's tons and tons. I think there's like 10 different salt forms. So it'll say magnesium, and then the second word might say sulfate or malate, or there's tons of second words. So glycinate is really amazing to help with sleep, reduce muscle spasms, great for decreasing anxiety and improving memory, mental health, and all
now,
sorts of things.
Now, folks, she has a pharmacist degree as well. That's why you're hearing this from the expert. And, you know, Elton always brings the best people on the show. This young lady knows her stuff because she has that background as a pharmacist, so she can tell you all the good stuff.
Well, you relate it to the industry that we deal with in the construction industry. And when someone has a basic degree, but a foundation degree of engineering, just about anything else that they can get, man, how much better can you get when your foundation is based on numbers and making sure that everything's accurate?
Yes.
Anything else you build on top of that just works really, really good.
Good times, good times. So we're developing a treatment plan for Elton's mental health.
He's on it. He's doing great.
And he's ready to rock
and roll. See, I'm doing great.
Yeah. We got him the help he needed. We're very excited.
He's on his wellness path now.
Get healed.
The magnesium piece was probably one of the most underrated things that I looked at. You know, I looked at the other things, and I was upfront and honest with her. Look, I've never been to a chiropractor. This is kind of what I think, you know.
We've heard it all.
Went all the way through. Didn't say, hey, you know, this is crazy. Didn't get offended. And she said, look, tell me about your sleep. And I said, I don't feel like I sleep good enough. She said, try this magnesium. Well, we've talked about it before. I'm the worst habitual person in the world. You know, I have to, other than brushing teeth and taking a shower, everything else is off the table as far as if I'm going to do it every single day or not. So right. I'm like, okay, well, I'll take this once or twice, but it's probably going to take me 3 months to make this happen. Very first time I took it, if you have to take melatonin, if you have to have trouble falling asleep, or you take something like a Tylenol PM and you wake up in the morning and you feel like you're drunk, that doesn't do any good. The magnesium really helped me because it did not make me go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But when I woke up in the morning, I did feel better. Refreshed. Like the first day I took it, not 3 days, not a week later, not a month later, like the very first day that I took it.
Doc, in industry, we've got a lot of folks that are a 980 schedule or a what is it, 13-1? Elton knows all these schedules that kind of go through, and that can really impact mental health, wellness, sleeping, things like that.
Yep.
And if you don't sleep well, you got a crick in your neck when you wake up in the morning. They need to come see you and get on this plan,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. And you mentioned melatonin. What I don't love about melatonin is that the more you take it, the less you naturally make. So it's almost addicting to melatonin. So I try to tell patients, like, let's try to steer clear of melatonin if that's possible.
Very good.
But there are some supplements you can do that can help you naturally increase your melatonin.
You still need to take your Flintstone vitamins every day.
Flintstone vitamins.
I got to have that, man. If I don't get my Barney Rubble, I'm Dino works for me. Anyway, so, folks, we're hanging out with the greatest amount of information that we've had in a very long time with mental health and well-being. Doc, one more time with the phone number if folks want to get a hold of you.
No problem. 409-347-8606.
Fantastic. We appreciate you coming today.
Oh, this is so
thanks
good.
For being here.
Yeah,
very
thanks
cool.
for having me.
So from the star of the show, Mr. Elton Hollis, the Doc, and just this guy named Joe, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us on Small Business Friday.
Thanks, everybody.
12 minutes.
And now for your BMAX Minute, starring Bonnie McMillan Rivier with BMAX Inc. Productions.
Hey guys, I am here with Matthew Chance, owner of DroneWorks. We are at the MCM Elegante today. We just had a great meeting with the Beaumont Chamber of Commerce, but I wanted to take a few minutes to talk with Matthew about his DroneWorks business. I've seen a lot of your work. I've worked with you a lot, and it's just amazing the shots that you get. I love everything that you do. Can you tell us a little bit more about why you got into drone footage, drone filming?
Yeah, so I've always loved videography. When I was a little kid, like 10 years old, I saved up and bought a VHS camera, you know, the dinosaur ones you held on your shoulder. And then I went to Baylor Film School and learned how to do it professionally and edit and graphics and special effects, all of that stuff. And then with drones, about 8 years ago, I bought a little nano drone and I was just immediately addicted to it. It was a little $30 drone at Walmart, no camera on it. Then I graduated from that to a $100 drone with a camera on it. And you watch it with your phone and I was just amazed by what you can do with that. And, you know, it wasn't like 4K and the footage that I get now, but it just, I was hooked with it. So yeah. I charged that and fly it and charged it and fly it. And then I got a professional drone and I got my license about 3 years ago. And I started having roofers and realtors contact me. Mm-hmm. And I took every job I could, free or paid, you know, events, anything I could film with a drone, I did, and just got better and better at it.
Well, I've seen your work, and I have seen, even though it was great in the beginning, it's even better now, like you said. And I'm sure part of it is, of course, the drones get better, but you flying them, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it as well.
Right. So with flying drones, it's all about muscle memory, and repetition is the father of learning. So those orbits and all those smooth, different fly down, look up, fly back, all those things are just movements that I've done over and over. So now it's not even like I think about them. I'm just doing it with my thumbs. My thumbs remember it. I don't. But just doing it over and over again is just how you get better at anything, really.
That's true. And like I said, I've seen the improvement, and because what you do is just amazing. If you haven't seen any of his work, you have a YouTube channel, right?
Right. So DroneWorks, WURX, on YouTube. And we have all kinds of content. We've got marathons on there, fishing tournaments, golf tournaments, lots of real estate. Roofing projects, construction projects. I just put one up actually with Holcomb Hobbies where we had the FPV drone chasing the RC cars doing flips and stuff. It was really cool.
Oh, so cool.
Y'all check it out. Subscribe to the channel. It's DroneWorks. It's WURX on YouTube.
Very cool. And so I know it's so much work because even with what I do is a lot of work. I know yours is even more. I know you have to have some good people helping behind the scenes.
Right. So right now I've got my business partner, Christopher Brown. He helps me tremendously, and we work together on everything, especially on the editing and on the directing of what shots we get. I think kind of the dualistic, we're opposites. So we argue about every shot when we're filming it. We argue about every shot when we're editing
it. Funny.
Very seldom do we agree, but I think that's what kind of meshes into some of these masterpieces that we put together is that constantly, you know, grinding against each other's opinion. So it's really good to have somebody to bounce stuff off of in any creative endeavor. But also, you know, I want to grow DroneWorks in the future to have a team, you know, pilots and editors.
Okay.
I think drone footage is going to be more and more desirable. And then also there's not just videography. There's thermal, there's surveying and mapping and modeling. And then there's payload stuff like, you know, spraying pesticides or mosquito spray maybe one day.
Wow.
They're even sanitizing gyms with drones now. So I want to get into that too and be just kind of all things aerial.
And so is there anything else that we can do? Now I know you're already crazy busy. Since you do want to grow and go into those other directions, what are some of the things that we can do to help at Small Business Friday?
Yeah. So if you hear anybody selling their house or they just bought some land. Or maybe they're doing a project.
Installs, repairs, construction, anything that you would want an awesome video of, even events, keep DroneWorks in mind.
Well, I am so glad that you were on the BMAX Minute today. Thank you so much. I love you. I love your work. And thank
you
for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Back to you guys in the studio.
So you think you know Southeast Texas? This bridge? That land? This city? This building? Where? What is it? See if you know Southeast Texas like we do in the DroneWorks Guess Aerial Contest. Every week, watch on Facebook for the aerial photo we post and be the first to answer the question right, and you'll win a 5 to 10 second slot on the show. Who doesn't want free advertising? This week's winner is
Hair by April, located in Newton, Texas. April specializes in all cuts, all hair types, and men's grooming. Call today, 409-383-3190. Who will win next?
And now for your DroneWorks Property Spotlight.
Hey, Small Business Friday. I am here at 4549 Westchester in Bridgefield Estates with Candace Mulholland of the Candace Mulholland Group. And Candace, why don't you tell the viewers how you got into real estate?
Well, I started in 2010, so I actually just made 11 years.
Wow.
And I've been with RE/MAX for 10 of those years.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So tell us what's special about this house.
Well, this property I actually sold to these sellers back in 2015. So it is a 14 acre property and it has several amenities to it.
Okay, so we're going to cut to some shots of the house. Why don't you go ahead and walk the viewers through what you see when you come in?
Okay. It does have a nice bonus room off the front entry that will provide extra space if you ever want to have an extra room. It's currently being used as attic space, but it is decked up there. There is a split floor plan, so when you see the large living area, there's a fireplace. It's open concept to the kitchen. Laundry is off the kitchen area, and on the garage is off the laundry room. There is a huge primary suite. It has his and her closets as you walk in to the left and to the right, and a beautiful, beautiful master bedroom, and the garden tub with the walk-in shower, his and her sinks. And then the other bedrooms are wonderful in size. They all have a 6-inch plank vinyl flooring. And there is an office too. They're actually using that for a fourth bedroom, but it is perfect size if that's what you would need it for.
So there you have it. There's plenty of space inside, plenty of space outside, and this could be you lounging by this pool, waiting to have a fire over there with your friends. Candace, why don't you tell the viewers how to get a hold of you if they're interested in the property?
Yes, give us a call. Candace Mulholland, it's 409-920-0054, or Chelsea Skinner, it's 409-474-1234. And don't forget, you can bring your animals.
Yeah, there's plenty of animals on the property, goats, donkeys. It's truly an amazing country living. You're off secluded enough, but close enough to have neighbors. So until next time, we'll see you on Small Business Friday.
And we are back. Elton, really cool stuff going on. U.S. Gulf Coast Project Spending Outlook. We're always talking about why is it good in Southeast Texas. Mm-hmm. We know we've got a ton of projects going on. Brought just a little chart to kind of talk about just the Gulf Coast, you know, all the way from Brownsville, if you will, all the way over to almost to Florida, more Pensacola. But one of the things that stood out, and I wanted you to talk about it just a little bit, there is a project located in Orange, Texas.
Yeah.
40.
The project that shall not be named yet.
40 billion with a B.
Yeah.
And that, we're breaking ground.
Well, I don't know about breaking ground. They're knocking some trees down, moving some dirt around. But
okay.
So that's the Chevron Phillips, you know, and what everybody says is going to be the USGC2 project. But not just that big project. You know what I mean? Orange has got a lot of things going on right there. That is the key point to it, and that's the bigger project. But, Joe, as we look at this chart, we're working through these numbers right here. Man, Orange, Texas sticks out. Corpus Christi, Houston, Brownsville, Port Arthur. I mean, it is amazing the little dots in this map, and Matthew will show it here on the screen. If you look at the concentration of the projects and the dots that are in area TX10 and TX7 on this map right here, it is amazing what we have literally in our backyard, Joe.
Well, you know, looking at it, there's a base capital project of about 1,086 total projects. Yeah. 21% or 233 are under construction. 64%, which is about 697, are in the planning stages. But what really, I'm very excited, there's only 2%, says here 16 projects, that are in that FID.
Yeah.
So they're working on getting funded. Mm-hmm. So everything else is in that planning stage. And then, of course, the late engineering stage, like we talked about, that is the just about
We're almost
done.
There. We're almost
POs
there.
POs are
money
everywhere. 140 projects are rocking and rolling with that, man.
I'm telling you. Now you see why Travis Woods is excited all the time. There is a ton of money, ton of projects, but the opportunity for people to succeed doesn't get any better than it does right here in Southeast Texas.
Doesn't, man. Very, very excited about this. We were looking at, you know, one of the things, too, is this has got another chart, and it says U.S. versus Gulf Coast project count. That's the industry, if you will.
Yeah.
Right now, in the United States, 25,000 projects. here in our little neck of the woods that we talked about, 2,431 projects with an outlook of $210 billion.
Yep.
Dollars.
With a B.
Folks, the outlook in Southeast Texas is amazing. We want to make sure that our industry partners,
yeah,
and our small business partners are well aware that the outlook is very positive.
And not just for our folks in Orange and Hardin County and, right, and Jefferson County. You know, the cousins we got over in Southwest Louisiana.
Lake Charles and those folks, yeah.
Lake Charles, Westlake, yeah. Sulphur, those guys. Man, it's booming. Down into Cameron Parish with all the LNGs that are coming into play there. Man, I'm telling you, for this 100-mile radius that we have right here, it is going to be amazing.
Lake Charles alone, $20 to $40 billion just in that little area in Lake Charles. That's amazing. Folks, it's a good time to be in Southeast Texas and Southwest Louisiana. And, you know, the star of the show, Mr. Elton Hollis, always tells us, hang in there. It's coming.
Absolutely.
But this chart right there, I mean, this is it, man. This is talking about all the different stuff. Driftwood, Sabine Pass, Plaquemine, Calcasieu Parish, yeah, over there in Orange, Corpus Christi.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Very exciting.
It's some exciting stuff. And
yeah.
So the chart that you're looking at, that's brought to you by our friends at Industrial Info Resources.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are just, man, they're geniuses when it comes to tracking these projects, keeping everything up. We appreciate the great job they do. But
yeah,
what's nice about that is the real numbers being in front of you where you can see these things. As a business, you have to reach out there and say, man, I really need to jump in and see, is this worth doing?
Yeah, you know,
we're about,
yeah,
to spend 30% of what we've made over here. We need to make sure that's a good investment.
And one of the other things on this chart that stood out to me, and y'all know that I've taken upon myself to learn more about the LNG area and how that works and all those sorts of things. It breaks it down. LNG export terminals, $72.5 billion. Chemical processing, CPI, $59.97. Power at $30 billion. Midstream oil and gas, $15 billion. Refining, $9 billion. It just keeps going on and on and on. Pharmaceutical and biotech, $1.28 billion.
Yeah, you forget about those.
We do.
You know what I mean? We don't have a ton of those like Waco, Austin, Dallas area,
right,
do.
Right.
But as those folks are starting to fill up over there, what you're starting to see is you're starting to see people kind of move away from Austin a little bit.
They are.
So they're starting to catch these other areas. Pretty soon, you should have places like Mont Belvieu. Nobody thought Mont Belvieu. Thought it was going to be a pipeline hub.
It's true.
About what
very
it was
true
going to be. Chevron Cedar Bayou expands. All these other companies starting to expand. Next thing you know, 2.5 years later, there's all kind of stuff going on there. So same thing could happen in this area as well.
Very excited for this information. We wanted to make sure we brought it to the people.
Absolutely.
Because that is what we're all about over here on Small Business Friday. You can check them out at www.industrialinfo.com. where you can find out a little bit more about this and get it rocking and rolling. And as always, from the star of the show, Mr. Elton Hollis, I am Joe, just the guy. And we appreciate you guys hanging out with us on Small Business Friday. Let's send it back to Matthew to do some cool stuff.
He always does.
He always does. DroneWorks, we love those guys.
All right, everybody, that's been your Small Business Friday podcast. And remember, for all your aerial photography and videography needs, contact DroneWorks at 409-781-5521. Check out Small Business Friday on Facebook at Small Business Friday Program. Small Business Friday is brought to you by SPS, Cardinal Nutrition and Energy, MKC Solutions, This Fit Fuel, RT Technical, Bison Specialty Services, and T-Spot Nutrition.